You're with SBS Radio.
Whatamoorlie, and welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee Harding. Coming up for you now, a story on a proposed virtual time machine made using augmented reality portals to raise awareness of Indigenous land and culture. This exciting project is called Snap Back to Country, and I recently caught up with RMIT graduates Rhianna McKenzie and Giordano Paoli to find out more about this proposal.
Hi guys, this is Rhianna here.
And this is Giordano, and we just wanted to start off today by doing an acknowledgement of country.
Yeah, so we would like to acknowledge respectfully the Wurundjeri and Bunurong people and the people of the Eastern Kulin Nation and pay respects to their elders past, present and emerging.
Too Deadly, now both of you have been working on a really exciting project where you have actually proposed a virtual time machine using augmented reality portals. Firstly, how did you come up with this idea, Rhianna?
So we were nominated to be a part of Snapchat's Creative Council for 2020, and they proposed the brief of improving mental health within minority communities in Australia. And one thing that we saw off the bat was that 80% of Australian youth suicides aged 10 to 24 are Indigenous people. So we definitely wanted to focus on the mental health of the Indigenous Australians, which is something that advertising doesn't really touch. And when we did more research, we found that their mental health is deeply rooted in their connection to country, and it's where they find their strength. But the loss of land from colonisation really has led to loss of culture and identity. To rebuild their identity, they need land and cultural recognition, but many non-Indigenous Australians don't see the importance of this and they can't conceptualise what's been lost. So that's where we decided that we need to look back in order to move forward. And that's where we proposed this virtual time machine to show people what the land looked like pre-colonisation and all the tribes that lived here.
And Giordano, for you?
Yeah, so like Rhianna said, we wanted to do something that would be able to bridge the cultural gap and start this healing process. We developed these portals by looking at Snapchat's core ad products and looking at ourselves and acknowledging the fact that we are white Australians and we don't know the exact struggles of Indigenous people. So we wanted to approach it from a white perspective and help educate people like us and help bridge that gap.
And Rhianna, you were talking about the statistics with our youth and mental health with Indigenous people. What else did you learn about Indigenous mental health while working on this project?
Well, it was actually very emotional working on this project. It quickly became a passion project for us because we talked to people from Indigenous communities and did so much research, and it was really emotional seeing how much their mental health is neglected. Australia is one of the only Commonwealth countries that don't have a treaty, a land treaty with their Indigenous peoples. So that in itself is just heartbreaking to see. And so we just knew that this was a space that we had to work on and we had to do something to really help bridge this mental health gap.
And what about for you, Giordano? What did you learn about Indigenous mental health during this process?
I think for me, what I learned was how strong Indigenous people have a connection to the land. Of course, we knew that land was so important, but really through our research and talking to people in Indigenous communities, we saw that this loss of land from colonisation was creating a loss of culture and identity, and it impacted their mental health so dramatically. And that's something that we never really would have thought about as much until we started talking to people.
Yeah, and Rhianna here, just to add in on that, one of the biggest points that we found was that their land is like their church, and yet every single day, we white people don't realise that we are on stolen land. We are walking through, it's like a stranger walking through your church. And that was something that people just don't know. And it really touched us and, yeah, just inspired us that much further that we need to build this virtual time machine to take people back to recognise that communities thrived here before we came, and we need to recognise that.
Yeah.
It sounds like such an exciting project. I'm wondering what feedback you've had thus far from, say, academics and from other people in community.
Yeah, so Rihanna here, we got such amazing feedback, and I think to have people message you and tell you that, wow, I never even from white and Aboriginal communities, having people message you and think, say, I've never thought about this before, wow, I've learnt so much from your project, that's really moving, and that's the work that we always try to create, and that's what we wanted from this project, is people need to educate themselves, and hopefully we can bridge the gap a little bit more. There's still such a long way to go, but we got so much feedback that was, especially because we are white, we had to tiptoe around this project, but we definitely knew that that wasn't a reason why we shouldn't do it. And so it's so good to have such positive feedback from a bunch of identities and cultures.
Yeah, Giordano here. As well, our feedback from academic has been really positive. At universities across Australia and RMIT, every day they're pushing for more Indigenous inclusivity and more work to be done. And I think our university was really happy to see that, especially in the advertising sector, some work has been done for Indigenous communities, and we hope that we could inspire other students to take on work like this and maybe even encourage Indigenous people to enroll in the course. It's so good that we were able to do this industry competition while still at university and make our university proud.
Yeah, and just to touch on that, Rihanna here, I think as well, we are obviously, as you said, we are white, and so this obviously we need to come at this with extreme empathy and extreme willingness to educate ourselves and learn. And I think what we have found is that many people in power and people with a platform who are white are worried to speak on these issues because it is something that you're worried about making the wrong step or saying something wrong, and you have to be so informed and so educated. But in saying that, if you have a platform, you need to be using it to spread awareness of these issues. And just because you're white, it shouldn't be a reason why you don't speak for Indigenous representation. And because this is just so important, as long as you're doing the right way and you're educated, this information needs to get out there.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.